We Talk Wrestling is now proudly presented by Geek Nation Tours. Check out the Geek Nation Tours New York Comic Con package, combining all the excitement of the convention with a tour of the city and the coolest sights for the superhero fan. You'll recognize locations from films and books and visit geek culture sites like Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash. The time of the geek is at hand. Geek Nation Tours provides fun and unique vacation packages featuring themes such as the Civil War, Harry Potter, board games and beer, sports geeks, in locations such as Germany, Japan, England, and all over America. Visit geeknationtours.com and get your geek on.
Let me introduce you to these fellows to the north. One name is Addy, the other is Mo. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Remember that, these fellows to the north. They're gonna talk wrestling. They're gonna make some jokes. Remember, Addy's a dick, Mo's just fat. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Let's talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling.
Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Really?
Hey, did I tell you on Sunday, when we were over and I was watching the, what did we watch there, that Fastlane? We watched that on Sunday. Yeah, I was, you remember how you made, there was those super nachos and chicken?
Super delicious. Super nachos.
I only had one plate, and you seemed kind of surprised.
It is a big plate.
Well, I could have had more normally. You see, I it turned out, like the day before I'd be in kind of pain, like when I urinated. I would say every time I took a piss, I was hurting a lot. And then,
I see. And then
during that Sunday, I actually wasn't feeling very good. Like, sometimes I'd have to run to the washroom, like, really urgently. And even if it was like just, it would be like a teaspoon. It was like almost nothing. So I go to work the next day. I couldn't make it through the day. And I'm going home sleeping. Go to the doctor. Turns out I had a urinary tract infection.
Oh, how is Kelly?
It was unbelievable. Let me tell you, like, yesterday, like, the medication has kicked in pretty good.
Oh, good.
So it's much better already, but, like yesterday, like, and the night before, like my junk felt like it had been put through a grinder.
Well, and it's worse for you because your testicles have expanded.
It was just, why are the levels on the computer showing that we're recording?
Oh, we started the show. So that's gone out to the millions.
Was that the part where you were talking and I wasn't listening?
Yeah, you really need to pay attention.
Hey, yo, I'm Mo.
Well, with that out of the way, we are on the urinary tract to WrestleMania.
Yes, we are. Hey, what do you want to talk about?
Huh? What is in the news today? Money! Money, 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 money! There goes the money!
Money sucks.
There goes the money!
Money, 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 money! Dollar, dollar! Bling, bling!
Holy shit! Holy shit! I was watching the Monday Night Raw.
Well, you had already heard about it.
And we are sitting there at the Fast Lane, and we're watching the Fast Lane, and I said to you...
You had gotten the spoiler, though.
Yeah, but I had said to you, I had thought that this Vincent J. McMahon thing was going to be an angle for Hunter.
Yeah, I just, so did I.
So it is Hunter. I never thought that anybody was getting this fucking award.
No, I just
thought, okay, this is a gimmick for Hunter. And then you had thought, it's either Hunter or I think it's the guy that's facing The Undertaker.
Yes, whoever that would be.
Whomever that may be.
Now, if you'll remember, on Sunday when we were here in Fastlane, I had been writing a blog
yes.
about the people Because I thought this will be an interesting thing. I thought what we'd see is kind of here, like, I thought we'd get Undertaker's dong on Monday.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's all we'd get. Just his dong. That's all that would be on the show, is right. Undertaker's dong.
Yes.
And then...
widescreen.
And then, no, Undertaker's not mine. And then, I thought that would be the tease. And then we'd get a week or two of people talking about wanting to take on him. And then they'd say, we're going to announce who it is to build the anticipation. They'd be like, okay, we're going to, a week or two, we're going to, people saying, oh, I want to be the one. And then they'd announce it and then they'd come out and be, it's none of those people. It was be a surprise. That's how I thought they would do it.
Yeah.
So I thought I had time to get this blog finished. I started it on Friday.
Yeah.
And I was planning to put it up probably Tuesday or Wednesday because I had 29 different people.
29 other participants.
Well, 28 plus you made me throw in Jim Neidhart.
I thought he had a good shot.
Well, during Fastlane.
Yes.
You mentioned, is Vince McMahon on there?
Yes.
And I go, yeah, Vince is on there. And I said, and so is Shane. And your response was,
I'll go with Jim Neidhart.
Yeah. Between those two. And I said, well, Shane isn't very high on the list, but he's on there. Yeah. Like fucking Jeff Jarrett was on this list.
Yes.
Like, and Kurt Angle was my favorite.
Yes.
And Bill Goldberg was my second favorite. And I said, the thing about Vince is, if it was Vince, it would have to be, the only way it could be Vince is if he had a huge ego and was completely out of touch.
So he was the favorite.
So he should have been the favorite.
Yes. But man, I just look at this like, okay, the moment on Raw was great. You heard the music.
It's a great moment.
Everybody's like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
Even a whole big holy shit chance. Yeah. All that stuff. And then they started to...
Well, and Vince's face was legitimately, like, proud.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You can see that, and that he was legitimately proud. And Stephanie's face was legitimately jealous.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see that.
Yes.
So those were good moments.
And then, like, the whole thing... And then the nice part was that... Like, when you get the things like the Montreal Screwjob.
Yes.
And things like that where, when it's real.
Yes.
And then Shane got to come out and he got to say real stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the business sucks.
Yeah.
And it's like...
Things we're all thinking.
Yes. Yeah, pretty much. Like, your ratings suck. A bunch of fucking people got hurt on your watch.
Yeah.
Product's just not hot anymore. It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a shoot.
Yeah.
And so
they are aware of all these things.
And
they aren't changing anything.
Yes.
But they're aware of
all these changing.
Well, they're changing. We'll talk about it.
Vince wants to say, we have to give you a fucking beating.
Yes.
Holy
Look,
shit.
Look, between what we saw with Titus O'Neil,
Tidass.
Barely touching him and him shoving him hard, to tell you the truth of anything, I would have thought this guy could have sued Vince for, you know.
Yeah.
Like, in most situations.
Yes, exactly.
Right? Like, and then you get this, him on television, and in front of his audience, the same guy who fired Brad Maddox a couple months ago for calling people pricks.
The Mad Ox.
Going, I'm going to give you one last chance to avoid a fucking
beating.
And it's on YouTube if you haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Because they edited it off, but people captured it on their phone and stuff. They edited it off the TV, but the audience heard it. That's why the audience went, ooh. And implying that he's beaten his son before, which is something he's applied before when Shane was a kid. Like,
they had they did that during the Attitude Era. That was the insinuation that Vince had beaten him at some point.
So, I don't think can there be any question left? This guy's lost his mind? Like, he couldn't even stop himself.
Well, no. I mean, but I didn't realize that was up for debate. I mean, this moment. And then it was like, you can have... Then they did a really shitty job.
Yeah.
They started to talk about some lockbox and some secret that Shane has on Vince. And it was all just... completely lost, and Shane forgot his lines.
Did he?
Yeah, he started going on, and then he's tripped and stumbled, and then...
I didn't notice that.
That's when Vince went into the lockbox thing. Oh, yeah, Shane forgot what he was supposed to say, and Vince stepped in for him and did the lockbox thing, and Shane has a secret on Vince or something?
Well, see, that's what I didn't get.
Yeah,
because
they did a shitty job.
Well, and you're right, because I thought they had made a business deal. that Vince had screwed up and that
yes,
Shane had negotiated something to save it. I didn't think he had some, and it wasn't until the lockbox I was like, what? That means he has something. He's blackmailing him.
Yes.
Why would you blackmail him to get to leave the company and let's, why wouldn't you blackmail him to get Stephanie out of there or whatever? Like, you know what I mean? Like, but okay, so you want to leave but not lose your place in line because you have this and you're blackmailing him.
Yeah.
All right. Let's put this way. So then let's go that like this. Mm-hmm. Let's say you have a gambling issue.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll bet you I don't.
I bet you you don't. I bet you you don't. But let's say you do. Okay?
Okay. I'll double down on I do.
And you gamble away all your savings.
Okay.
Okay? And the producer doesn't know yet.
Right.
But you...
Sucker.
...need to replace that money.
Yes.
And you come to me, and I go, fine. I got this IOU. Now, I can blackmail you in the future. I have this in a lockbox.
Yeah.
Okay? Now I come
this to... This also seems like a high possibility.
Possible.
Yeah.
So I come to you, say, 6 years later.
Yeah.
Hey, I want you to give me your car and your all your furniture, everything like that. I want you to figure out some way to get it done because otherwise, because I have this on you.
Yes.
And you say to me, all right, if you can beat this bodybuilder down the street in an arm wrestling match, I'll do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Why would I go, all right, I'll do that? Why would I not just go, fuck you, I'll give this to the producer then?
Part of it was, though, that let's just say that you really liked my couch.
Yeah.
Okay? And you, Yeah, then...
That's a hell of a couch.
Yeah, that's one hell of a couch. But the thing with Shane is Shane talked about how he didn't want the business to die.
Oh,
and so that was the whole thing, and how I have this... My sons need to be a fifth generation, and so you're killing this fucking shit.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I'll give you the secret once and for all forever if you let me have Raw.
Yeah, and then he says... Face the under. We'll have one last match.
You can have Raw, winner take. You can.
And instead of just going, no, fuck you, I'll just use this to blackmail you and put it out there. Then,
yeah,
which is what I would do. If you said, okay, you have to beat this guy in an arm wrestling match.
Yes.
Go, well, I can't beat him,
so fuck you.
Yeah. He's bigger than me, stronger than me. He's a professional bodybuilder.
Yeah.
I can't beat him, so fuck you. Then I'll just go and reveal it.
Yeah.
Like you have all the left. Why would he give up? I was like, what the fuck is he giving up? What?
Well, yes, that's
like,
true.
Like, if you're blackmailing him... Now, if you have a business deal, same deal.
Yeah.
No, we have a deal. I have the paperwork. I'll just take you to court.
Yes.
Like, no matter what, there's no...
Vince always wins in court, though.
There is no reason why Shane would go, oh, that sounds like a great plan.
Yeah.
Let me go in a Hell in a Cell against Undertaker.
Hell in a
And then I'll give you this, or I'll get the company. It's like, I'll release this to Linda.
Yeah.
If you don't. Like, you have no leverage here.
I know.
So, it's fucking stupid.
Plus, as I said, the whole thing, the whole part of that conversation happened in about a minute and a half.
Yes.
So, like, they blew through it, and it was just crazy. And the fact is, I mean, so we have Shane McMahon against The Undertaker in a Heck in a Sec match at WrestleMania. So, I'd like to take you back.
Let's go on a ride.
For story time with Addy Cool, baby?
Yes.
Okay. So, we're watching this pay-per-view. This network special. And on this night, it belonged to the champions. Mm. This was a night of champions.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And on this night of champions, there was a commercial. And this commercial stated, at the end of the commercial, in a very, oh, by the way, the Road to Heck tour is going to culminate with Brock Lesnar and The Undertaker Hell in a Cell at Hell in a Cell in October.
Yeah.
The end. Okay. So, we're like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're 1-1, and so made total sense to have the rubber at WrestleMania. Yes. Like, you, sponsored by Trojan.
Yeah. Like,
here's your rubber.
Here's the rubber.
And they're doing it in...
Meets the whore.
They're doing it with, like, 2 weeks build, or 3 weeks build.
Yeah.
And no, just a by the way.
Yeah. Yep.
So we're like, what the fuck? And all you get is, don't worry. I know it seems rushed. I know it seems strange. This is to pull off because they have somebody better in mind. They have a huge
for both people.
Person in mind.
For both people. Because the person in mind for was John Cena for The Undertaker.
For The Undertaker. Uh-huh. No. It's Shane.
And for Brock, the person in mind was Bray.
I don't know. But instead, you were getting Dino Machino Ambrose versus Brock Lesnar in a street fight.
Yeah.
In a how do we kill another babyface match? When your most over regularly scheduled performer is F5'd and the crowd chants one more time.
Yeah.
Congratulations, guys. Yeah. You know, like, do you know how to get somebody over? Oh, I didn't know. Fuck.
No.
You are not good at your job, Road Dog.
Well, that was on Raw, though.
I don't care.
So I'll agree. After this SmackDown this last week, it's okay. Like, it was shit. It was utter shit.
So we've got Shane O'Mac.
Because they had a good Raw, so they could never have a good SmackDown following a good Raw. Because it was a good Raw as far as entertainment.
Well, it was to but set the shit up, yeah.
The long-term booking of all of it is fucked. Like,
the short-term booking of it is fucked. You have Undertaker and Shane McMahon, and Shane McMahon in his angle is the babyface. And so the babyface has to win, which means the Undertaker has to lose, or did everybody here come to see the NWO? Or Shane McMahon just comes back to say, I want Raw. Okay, beat the Undertaker. Oh, you beat the Undertaker. Okay, you don't get Raw. The end. What the fuck? Who cares?
And there's no way on Mania people are going to want... You've risked actually making it so that the crowd is actually dead for that match. Because they won't cheer against the Undertaker.
Yes.
And they won't cheer for Shane.
The crowd is going to be so...
But they also won't cheer against Shane.
Used, exactly. Yeah. But the only
It's not a dueling chance split. It's a, oh fuck, I don't actually want either one of these guys to lose this.
The only pop you're going to get is when the Mean Street Posse runs out.
Oh yeah. Pete Castle is always money.
Yes.
Yeah.
Joey Abs.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a sell, though, so it doesn't even make sense for those guys to be there.
The only thing I can say...
And honestly...
Well, yeah, it does, because they can't get in, and so they'll just bang it because they're doofuses.
Who cares? But the point being, okay, number one, when they actually said, your opponent will be the Undertaker in a hell of a cell, the first time they went the Undertaker, fans kind of went, yay, not as big a reaction as when Shane came out. But you heard it again. And then they said Hell in a Cell, and it was a lot quieter. Because it was like, oh... Like it was all starting to sink in at this
point. Yeah, and then it's like, wait, what?
So you're bringing back a 46-year-old non-wrestler. And here's the thing, again. How bad you are at your job. Mm-hmm. That you have a roster full of performers, and you can't make one of them a more viable threat to The Undertaker than a 46-year-old non-wrestler is viewed at. So this is what it takes to beat The Undertaker. No. Brock Lesnar or Shane McMahon. Those are the only two guys who got a shot against him.
To be fair, there's very few. There's a handful of guys only on the roster that are former European champions.
That's true.
So
I'm not sure there's any, actually.
I have Goldust.
Oh, good point.
So Shane, I mean, it makes sense. Mark Henry.
That's true. That's true.
There are some.
Oh, shit.
But fuck my ass.
And let's go a little further with this.
With fucking my ass? Go a little deeper.
Yeah. Let's back up, rewind, go behind here on this.
All right. It's JR's head.
30 men. A bean. In my ass.
My ass.
All right. The other thing about this that's really important is Shane actually has never drawn a fucking dime.
No, never.
And
there goes the money.
As a matter of fact, Vince McMahon drew money in the St. Valentine's Day Massacre. That drew.
I remember that being disappointing, though.
It drew. Vince and Austin drew because Austin was so fucking hot.
Yes.
And it drew. They built it up for a long time. Yes. Then they came back and it was Shane and Vince in a ladder match against him. And it drew a little bit, but a lot less.
Oh, yeah, when the ladder got moved up.
Yeah.
Or the briefcase.
That's right.
No, that never got explained.
That never got explained.
Yes.
Yeah, so Vince and Shane, that drew a little bit. And if you look at any other instance in history, none of the McMahons, not Stephanie,
nope.
not Vince, and not Shane, have drawn when they've had matches. In fact, they usually hurt the buy rates back in the days when they were measuring buy rates.
Yeah.
Because they're good performers to get somebody else into a match.
Yes.
Like the Trump angle, right? Or they could be good for ratings.
Dude Love.
Dude Love. They could be good for ratings even. They're not good when, at the end of the day, everybody goes, I know it's fake and all, but this guy's a 70-year-old guy, and this guy's just his kid, and this is his... And nobody actually buys... Like, Stephanie didn't draw against Brie Bella. Didn't draw at all.
No.
You know, like, this. There's no reason. There's no history of the McMahons drawing as wrestlers.
There's a difference between a level of interest in drawing.
Yes, there is. It is.
Because when you look at, like, Shane and Kurt Angle.
Yes.
Right? That's probably Shane's most
famous match
because he let Kurt just throw him around.
Yeah.
And he went through the glass. He didn't go through the glass. And it was all... thing.
It's the most uncomfortable match I ever saw in my life.
But even Shane
was uncomfortable watching it.
And Shane versus Vince at the WrestleMania, you know,
didn't draw.
No, it was a culmination, and there was interest. I mean, and you look at it, it was like you had Shane and Vince in a street fight. Foley was the ref. Linda was at ringside. Trish Stratus was at ringside.
Yeah.
You had just all of this. Gimmicky bells and whistles shit.
Yeah.
And Austin and Rock drew.
And Austin and Rock drew, exactly. Even the four McMahons in the corner didn't have great interest.
No, that was probably the attitude. That was WrestleMania 16, and there was less interest there than there was the following year when it was just Rock and Austin.
Yes, or the previous year when it was Austin and Rock.
Yes.
Yes.
And the next year when it was Hogan and Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they
and then the next year was Kurt and Brock, but that didn't really draw, but they were in Seattle.
But you'll remember the top card pushed on that event wasn't Kurt and Brock.
It was Austin or was
wasn't Austin Hogan, it wasn't Austin Rock.
It was Hogan and Hulk.
That was advertised and pushed on television as the main event.
That was
the main event. Drew horrible.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, there's no history. I mean, like, Shane O'Mackey's fallen off the top of the Titantron, what, three times?
Something like that?
I mean, you get...
But he's done crazy shit. People remember him because he was allowed to do the shit other people aren't allowed to do.
Yes.
Right? And... But you're in a hell in a cell. I don't know what you can do.
It's not like they'll ever get out of the cell. That would be weird.
You know what? They don't get out of the cell as much as they used to since they made it bigger.
Yeah, he'll Foley. He'll do a Foley. Off the top.
I don't think so.
I think he will.
I don't think so. It's not since A, they made it bigger, and B, he's 46.
Yeah, I think he'll do something one time.
I think it'll be the choke slam through the cage onto the now much softer and bouncier mat below.
Yeah.
Type deal. Or the ring breaks type deal. It looks way more dangerous than it is.
Yeah.
Right? I think it'll be more like that. And then, how about the fact that he got that reaction? What does that really mean? You know what it means? That you haven't made any new fans in 6 years, or maybe 16.
No, exactly.
That's what that fucking means.
Oh, yeah.
You can think it's great, and you'd be like, oh, we're onto something here. No, this is actually a bad sign. The fact that he got that reaction is a bad sign, because it means...
Oh shit!
It's the same fucking people watching.
Oh,
so you haven't added. You've just lost, and some people stuck around.
Remember how I said...
If it was a 50% reaction, 50% going, oh, this has got to be something big, because I'm seeing everybody else react, like you sometimes see.
Yes.
That would have been something. But no, it was fucking 98% of people already knew who it was.
Yeah. Yeah. I just love that it's like we talked about how, you know, this the WrestleManias have been built on, you know, The Rock.
Yes.
And on the Shawn Michaels, you know, and the Undertaker and all these stars
people coming
from the
back,
past.
Batista, whatever. Like,
there's nobody left. Well, they found someone.
Sort of.
They did.
But you
know, they're going to push. This is the number two match now.
In many ways, it's the number one match.
Yeah, in many ways it will be. Yeah.
But they found somebody, but they didn't. And that those people actually could draw. Whereas,
well, that's true. I'm just saying they found somebody.
They found somebody.
They dug up a fucking old guy, and here
but
he comes.
And here's the other thing: the reaction.
Yeah.
People are so impressed by that reaction. Number one, that reaction also meant, besides meaning that he had, you haven't added anybody new.
Yeah.
That's also an indictment of the current product, because when they came out, it was a, oh fuck, this guy actually could make this product change from being shit.
Yes.
Maybe that's what this means. It was a hope.
Yes.
It was a hope against, but his reaction, if it had been Goldberg or Kurt Angle, do you not think they would have gotten every bit as big? Maybe bigger even.
Maybe.
The reaction is Shane McMahon.
Oh, yeah.
So don't tell me it's Shane McMahon's that over. It's the fact that you're seeing something you haven't seen in a long time, and it's something that you're there live to see. You get the privilege of seeing what everybody else would want to see because it's so rare.
Yeah.
It's not the person. It's the situation.
No. I thought Mike was the situation.
I hate that. You know what he could probably draw?
Yeah.
As good, though, as Vince.
That's true.
Or Shane.
I just look at going forward with this angle. Hey, the thing makes no sense. Undertaker's...
Why would Undertaker go through with this?
I don't know.
What's his motivation?
Undertaker's going to be on Raw. They announced Undertaker on Raw. So he'll be there on Raw. So that's it. I mean...
But if they had just said... If Vince McMahon had looked at him and said, your opponent is Kevin, is the Intercontinental Champion, Kevin Owens. You don't think the crowd would have popped too? And it would have been, oh, here's a heel, and he's good, because people do know he's good, and he's a champion, and it gets him a rub.
Yeah, yeah.
And you still could have done something with The Undertaker.
Yes. They wouldn't know what.
Fucking no, obviously. Obviously.
What WrestleMania
you still could have done fucking Kurt Angle.
That's not what WrestleMania is. WrestleMania is throwing all the new guys in multiple
matches. You could have done Kurt Angle.
No, WrestleMania is about throwing all the new guys into multiple man matches, and let's let the stars fight each other.
Well, that would be Kurt Angle. That's what I'm saying.
But Vince ain't touching him.
Yeah, no. You'd rather touch...
Yeah, his son. What? No, I just look at it like...
Goldberg or fucking Jeff Jarrett fucking could have gotten a huge reaction.
The one thing I will say is that from a television, weekly episodic television, like, I'm interested to see what the fuck this is all about. Like you said, what's the Undertaker's motivation? Okay.
Yeah, but they don't think that well through. Like,
no, I know. I just want to know. He'll be on Raw. It's like, okay, what the fuck's he going to say? I'm interested to see that. I don't think I'm going to be satisfied with the answer.
But I'm interested
to see, okay,
there's a reason to turn into Raw on Monday.
There's that. There's a reason to kind of say, okay, what are they doing with this? And I mean, so you have that. You now also have Brock Lesnar against Dean Ambrose in a street fight. No holds barred street fight.
Yeah.
In a really, convoluted way of getting there.
Yes.
You didn't need to do, like, they sports entertainment said.
Yeah, of course they did.
So that's, because that's what they do.
Yeah.
And I don't know. That match is...
It's weird.
It's just weird. That's the best word for it, is weird.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. It's probably Undertaker beating the shit out of him, and him not quitting, and then at the end getting a hope spot that he can beat him. Does that sound familiar? Like maybe last year's Brock Lesnar match?
A little bit.
That's what it is. The hope to get over Dean, and then he's probably going to lose. But he'll have fought valiantly.
Yes.
And maybe Brock, who doesn't like anybody, will shake his hand.
You do know that last year the Special Olympics were very much part of around access and everything that way. So they have, they've influenced them because Dean won't win, but he'll be brave in the attempt.
Yes.
Yes. And then, and only then a Jedi will you be. You have Roman Reigns against the greatest professional babyface in the world today.
Fuck. We talk about how, like...
the leader of D-Generation X.
We talk about like, how Shane is allowed to do stuff to get over that nobody else is allowed to do.
Yes.
If Kevin Owens was working a program with AJ Styles,
yes,
and he came to them and said, I have an idea for the end. I beat the shit out of AJ on the table,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, somebody hands him a blood packet, and he bleeds all over the place. It'll draw huge money. They would have fucking probably fined him and put him off TV for a month for even suggesting it.
Roman Reigns, I mean, like, he broke his nose.
No.
Huh?
No.
Huh?
It was a work.
Oh!
He did have, apparently, something with his nose. He needed to get a little surgery.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing serious. Yeah, something like that, a nose job. He had a big nose.
Yeah.
And, you know.
That's true, he did.
So, and that's not good for...
No. Could you imagine a world champion with a big nose?
No.
No.
No, it's not. So he did have some surgery on his nose, but, Byron Saxton handed him a blood packet.
And it's
very, very good. Also, you see that on YouTube. It's pretty awesome.
Fuck me.
And then...
and he beats the fuck out of him.
Yes, he does.
And beats the fuck out of him, and beats the fuck out of him, and then poses, and
Crotch chops,
and it's like, yeah! And everybody's going nuts for this guy. Like, yeah. He's awesome. Like, he's a huge baby face.
Except for, he attacks a guy after a guy's had a match. And so he's not even a huge baby face. It's just the other guy's a huge loser.
Well,
it's less that he's a huge babyface.
No, he got the, like...
Look, he...
Hunter.
Like, well, because they hate the other guy.
I understand why it happened, but he got a babyface, and he was... But he knows how to play it.
Well, and I think there was a point there where he was like, oh, fuck, I was supposed to be the heel. And then he went, but I'm not, so fuck it.
Yeah.
And he went with it.
Yes.
Which is, again, if anybody else did that...
Well, and he went with it... Whatever we are, 5-6 weeks out?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
But here's the thing. SmackDown, the next night, he came out to cheers, cut a shitty promo, very boring, cheered all the way through. The edit on television, he comes out to booze.
Yes.
Booed a lot all the way through.
A lot. Yes.
He got caught up in the moment because he's just not a professional. He's new at this. He's green.
Yeah, that's true.
He just got caught up in the moment.
So it's like third Raw.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
So, I mean, you got to cut Hunter some slack.
Yeah, exactly. But Vince's idea is the Roman's the baby face.
Yes.
Yay.
Yes. You know what they need to do is they need to do a fucking brand split. So Roman can just be the champion of SmackDown, so they can edit every time he gets booed and cheers. Because it's all
one outcome pay-per-views.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. So every Raw now, you're going to get Hunter cheered, and then magically he's going to get booed on SmackDown.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Again, 1997.
Yes.
Great Steve year. Austin. Getting the momentum. It's obvious he's going to become a huge babyface.
Well, that was late 96.
Yeah, but I'm saying 1997, this is when they decided he could be the man.
Yes.
This is when they bought into what the crowd was doing, right? 1997.
About before
the rest of
around Mania, yeah.
Yeah, and at that point they knew that eventually they were going to put the belt on.
Yes.
Yeah. If instead Vince McMahon had said, what he originally wanted to do, like, it stuck with what he originally wanted to do, and said, no, fuck you. This guy's not going over. Mark Merrow's going over. Mark Merrow will be the face of this company.
Yes.
And I don't care how much they cheer this Steve Austin, we're going with Mark Merrow, and we're going to manipulate them through storyline to cheer for Mark Merrow.
Yes.
Even before the internet wrestling community, as they put it, and the smart Mark fans, that wouldn't have worked. And if they had done that, it probably wouldn't have been the failure this is, but the company wouldn't have taken off in 1998 and did the money it did if it had been Mark Merrill versus Vince McMahon. But Mark Merrill was brought in as the guy to become the face of the company.
Oh, he got the...
And Steve Austin wasn't.
He got one of the first guaranteed contracts, yeah.
And if they had done that, where would they have been? With the Attitude Era and all this, they still would have had The Rock, they still would have eventually taken off, but it would have been very different. And they would have been running from behind against WCW for that much longer. If it's Mark Merrill,
yes,
former Golden Gloves boxing champion, against with Mike Tyson in that ring, it's not the same thing.
No.
But they didn't. They went, holy fuck, okay, this was our guy, but this is the guy who the fans want. We'll go with him.
Because I need
and
to
now
be...
And it's different, and I don't understand.
Well, you know why? Because the voice of reason, the man that was driving that, if I could be honest with you...
Fuck off. We're doing we're going to do a... We haven't done a live audio commentary in forever.
No.
Actually, we do. We have some in the can. I don't know what happened to
them. Yeah, we got them.
The Nitro ones, in case we ever have a week off or something.
Yeah.
Last week?
Yeah.
We could have put it up.
We could have. Why didn't you?
You have the audio.
Oh, it's on the site.
Oh, fuck. I didn't know
that. Yeah, I uploaded it all.
I don't know what show they are, right?
Well, the one's called Nitro?
Yeah, but what an episode of Nitro?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, good point. But anyways, we haven't done one for a while, these live audio
commentaries.
We're going to do one, because Vince Russo, we don't like giving him money, but unfortunately we decided to, okay, I'm not going to lie to you guys, we didn't pay, we just downloaded illegally this, because it's Vince Russo, fuck you, but we're going to watch.
Yes.
And do a live audio commentary of Vinnie Rue. And what's this?
1998?
It's 1998 in WWF.
I think that's what it is.
I think you're right. And we're going to do this. And we'll probably... We might use some profanity when we talk about Vince Russo.
Fuck, what?
Yeah. And we're going to laugh a lot. And then he's going to tell a lot of bullshit.
What?
And we're going to go, that's bullshit.
Be serious now.
And what else will happen?
The man they call B
will take part.
Will be in attendance.
Yeah. So. Hey, remember the time that we did this? It was great. And the man they call B was there, and we did it for live audio commentary like that for No Holds Barred, and then the video and the audio.
And we never recorded it.
Yeah, oh. And we thought we were recording, and it wasn't. And it was like one of our greatest shows.
That
ever.
Was one of the best shows because he was. What did he do? He was comparing Pat Patterson to Jerry Sandusky.
Yes, man, they called B. I was like, there's no compare. These are not the same things. But he wouldn't hear it.
To B, it was.
There you go.
Let's see here. What's hilarious is that on the kayfabe commentary timelines, yeah. Cornette does 97. And then Russo does 98.
Well, that's perfect, isn't it? So anyways, we're gonna do this. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
That was the... Oh, it's 2000 with Vince Russo in WCW. Is that it?
I don't know. He does do that one, but...
It doesn't matter. We're going to hear Vince Russo tell a bunch of lies, and we're going to laugh at him and make fun of him. And we're going to record it.
It's true.
It'll be fucking great. So, it doesn't matter if it's WWE or WCW. He's going to be honest with us, except what he isn't.
He is going to be honest with us.
Yeah. So, So he's the... Are you actually giving him some credit, though, for going, Vince, not Mark Merrill?
No, it's no, Austin no, no, guy. No, it's one of those things where, you're right. They went with what was there because they were losing.
Yeah,
and right now they're not losing.
That's true.
You know, like they made.
But they are. They're losing. They're losing viewers. They're losing.
Ratings. The short-sightedness of the company, and again they've made money.
Yep.
Again, and Vince talking about how ratings don't matter anymore.
Yeah. And we're going to have an awesome WrestleMania because by being creative.
Yes.
Remember when I laid out a good WrestleMania 3 weeks ago that was way better already?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was so easy.
But the thing was, is that what they don't understand, or maybe what they understand, but they don't want stockholders to clue into because they don't think this way, is that the ratings are going down, so when the television contract is up and they make no money from their new TV thing, then, you know, and there's too many factors in play with television, especially whatever it is. What are they got 4 years left in their deal or something?
Oh, tons of time. So who knows where television will be in 4 years?
Well, exactly, right? Yeah. So it's one of those things but that's all their money.
Yeah.
It's like all the money they get.
Yeah.
Is from this television.
Yeah, so, yeah. Networks still break even. After all this time, 1 year ago from the last time they announced the network numbers, they were 50,000 down domestically.
Yes.
And about, I think, something like 75,000
international
up or something like that. So it was dead even. But you lost, domestically you lost, which is the crazy thing.
Yes.
So instead of this idea that it's going to go to 1.1, then it'll go to 1.3, then 1.6, then 1.8, then 2, then 2.4, then 2.4. Yeah. That's then never fucking happening.
Exactly.
That's never fucking happening.
And
as long as you've got this product.
But as long as year over year there's and the sad part is, as I said, there's 75,000 up or whatever they were, but they went into so many new countries.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, like, you're going to get your niche and your peak, and all you can hope for is...
Top three countries, though, obviously, and no surprise, U.S., Canada, Britain.
And England, yeah. And it's... I still think that if they played their cards right, which they won't, but if they played their cards right, and they could do... If you can get the network built up over the course of those 4 years, and again, depending on where the television landscape is in 4 years, I think it's going to be more closely aligned to the WWE network than it is to the USA network.
We're, as somebody who works in that industry, there is strong speculation. I don't think it'll happen in 4 years, but that eventually every channel will be Netflix. CBS will be Netflix. NBC will be Netflix.
Right.
ESPN will be Netflix. Everything will be, you will be subscribing to what you want directly from the
provider
for a decent price.
Yes.
And you'll probably end up paying about the same and get exactly what you want. And that's the expectations. Not necessarily in 4 years, as long as the networks are willing to pay the kind of money they're willing to pay for live sporting events, which has all the value. Because it's not something people want to...
PVR proof.
Yeah, you're not going to binge watch a full season of the NFL. Like, you'll binge watch a full season of Dexter or something like that, right?
Yeah.
And then by just keeping them on your PVR. So, I mean, as long as they have that, they'll be in good shape, but they won't have that forever. So I don't think it'll be 4 years, but the changes are happening. It's just the natural progression.
Yes, exactly. And I just look at it like, with the ratings being down, and I mean, who knows?
Well, we're talking about how they shouldn't be going with Roman Reigns. How the fuck do we get on this?
I don't know. Well, because that was what was making all their money, and that's the point, is that the reason that they changed the one with Austin is because they're losing.
Yeah.
And the reason they're not going to change right now is because they have no financial reason to.
But there's also the perception still that, okay, it's got to be a guy who has this look, has to be your champion.
Sure.
The big star always has this look. And that's the idea that's how it used to be, so that's how it still should be.
No,
but
it's...
But the thing is, it didn't even used to be that. You know?
Well, with Vince it did.
No, well...
Hogan. Okay, Warrior.
Hogan, Warrior. Even Savage, I suppose.
Andre, Savage. Savage
was relatively small. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bret Hart, relatively small. Shawn Michaels, relatively small. But a good look.
No.
But if you look at the history of the industry.
No. But Bret and Shawn, you can't even do, because Bret and Shawn, there was a steroid trial, which is why Bret and Shawn got in.
Yeah, for sure. But even when you look back at people in the history of the business, they might have had larger-than-life personalities, which Roman Reigns does not have. He doesn't have the personality, the old larger-than-life. But the look that they're talking about wasn't even always... Bob Backlund was in shape, but he didn't have that same look.
No.
Right? Roddy Piper was a huge star. Even for Vince McMahon.
Yes.
Didn't have that look.
No.
Huge star. Dusty Rhodes, huge star.
Yes.
You know?
Again, not for Vince.
Not for Vince, but a huge star, right? Ric Flair. And there's been tons of people with that look that weren't able to get over.
So, oh, yeah. Tom McGee.
Tom McGee, exactly.
You know, but there was the Warlord.
Yeah,
but
Ryback now.
Yeah, well, no, Ryback's going to go in on his own. I think it'll be more successful.
Yeah, because you know what? It's true. Like, before this, he was feuding with Kevin Owens, and before that, he was the IC champion. So you just can't have any more tag team stuff.
That's right.
He's got to stop focusing on Ryback's.
That's right. Fucking stupid. I just look at... It's always going to be, Vince is always going to go back to those guys. And I don't know how much more Vince we're going to have, or how much more Vince, any quite frankly, anybody can take. But he's always going to go back, and he's got no reason not to, so it's always going to be the same. As much as they talk to their stockholders at public conferences and like how they want to do this, I honestly don't really think they give a fuck. They're just going to put on their show. If people like it, great. We're not bleeding money, so that's fine. We're bleeding money. We're not hemorrhaging money. So, fine. You know, we have this TV deal, so we can essentially play for the next 4 years, and hopefully more people watch the network, and that gives us some more money. But if they don't, you know, yeah.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
No motherfucking need them.
Really, and it's just, Vince is going to stick with the, I know what they want better than they do, and he doesn't. And it's, but again, they're making money, so it really doesn't matter.
The truth is, the everyman quality, to me, really in the history of wrestling, has generally been a far more effective than the larger than life, superhero quality.
Well, the thing is, but not for Vince.
Not for Vince himself.
That's all he knows.
But in the history of the business.
That's all he knows.
It has
been. He never paid attention. He just knew that Bruno was big for his dad, and why? Because Bruno wasn't an everyman, but he brought in, you know, he was an ethnic man.
He was an everyman. No, he was. He was everyman.
Well, he was relatable, that's true.
Yeah, he was very relatable.
He wasn't everyman, but he was relatable to everyman.
Yeah, exactly.
And, yeah, and howdy doody.
Steve Austin wasn't everyman, but was relatable.
Oh, he was everyman, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And, yeah, the only one that wasn't was Hogan. And Warrior.
And maybe Austin, but Austin you can't count.
No, I think Austin was very. The Rock wasn't, but The Rock was just.
Austin. I said Austin, but I meant The Rock.
The Rock wasn't, but.
The Rock wasn't, no.
But The Rock's just great.
And The Rock was, as much as the difference was, The Rock was having fun, and you could tell that he loved it, and that made him the everyman. Like, that made him relatable.
That's true.
Even though he was
Foley was an everyman, obviously.
Foley was another great example.
Yeah.
That was his connection.
Yeah.
So this has been...
Goldberg. Oh.
No, not Goldberg. But he didn't have long-term legs anyway.
So. Hunter.
No.
No.
And if Hunter fucking... If Hunter doesn't marry Stephanie, he's probably a 2, maybe 3-time champion. Like, he's not the legendary character that he is if he doesn't marry Stephanie.
No, that's true.
You know? So... It's really, again, but Roman Reigns.
I think the reason that Hunter will get cheered from this crowd, though, is because he is perceived as an everyman right now. He's the guy giving us NXT. He's the guy that is you know, helping to bring these new guys
on. Well, and he confuses the issue. He confuses the issue by doing the cross chop. He confuses the issue by getting beat up by Reigns. Then showing up on NXT.
But
everybody in that crowd knows it. You know, because it is all the hardcores anyway.
Yeah, it's all that. So, yeah. It's...
Even if they're not... And this whole idea of the internet wrestling community is hilarious to me. They think that it's... It used... Okay, maybe in 1999, there was an internet wrestling community. It was 15% of the audience. Nowadays, everybody has the internet all the time. They can check out this stuff. They get Twitter. They get...
Even Vince said that on the Edge and Christian show. Right?
Yeah.
I don't even like you.
But you read the internet? That was the one good line of the first episode. The second episode was a little better. But nowadays, the internet wrestling community is every member of your audience. They may not read the Wrestling Observer.
Right.
And they may not go for daily news, but they get the basic gist. Oh, hey, AJ Styles is talking to the WWE. It looks like there's a chance he's coming in.
Yeah.
Everybody heard it.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have to go to the Observer to hear that. They would hear it on Twitter, Facebook, whatever. Everybody is a member of the internet wrestling community. So the internet wrestling community should be done away with that term. It should be just the wrestling fan. Because every wrestling fan is connected to the internet now.
Yes.
Because everybody's connected to the internet.
Yeah.
It's no longer a niche thing.
No, exactly. It's, they're not on, on Prodigy message boards.
Yeah.
You know, and going to Scoops.
No, exactly.
But
exactly. It's no longer 15% of your audience. It's 100% of your audience.
Yeah, exactly.
Gets wrestling news online. Just the matter of level of how much they consume.
Exactly, how much they want. But but the ease of it is there. And the thing is,
we know there's people that have told us that they get all their news about what's going on in wrestling from listening to us, and they don't go to the websites.
Yeah.
And they don't watch the product, but they're still following it through it like a podcast. And there's 174 million last count wrestling podcasts out there.
Yeah. 174 million and two, if you count you and I.
We only do one.
Oh. Three then. But yeah, I would love there to be a change, but there won't be.
Now I'm gonna ask you hypothetical.
I am more interested in WrestleMania now though because of this, I should say,
because, but now you're not interested in the matches. You're interested in the potential train wreck.
Yes.
And this does.
Hey, but that's an improvement for me.
That's true. A couple of hypotheticals, but.
Okay.
Number one, this is Shane's storyline.
Yes.
And we don't know if Shane's coming back behind the scenes. Right now, he's only contracted to be.
Yeah.
A television character
right until now, WrestleMania. Right now, he's not.
But the part where he talked about, and this was actually in my blog, was eventually I had said, and it never got out there, motherfucker, hours I spent on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I needed maybe about 4 hours left to finish it. It was...
well, let this be a lesson to you. Start earlier.
I don't do such a big job. Originally, I was like, I'll just list the top five. Then I started keep on coming up with people. I'm like, oh, Rey Mysterio... You know, next thing I know, I'm up to 28. Yes. Oh, you also wanted King Kong Bundy and Honky Tonk Man in there, but I had to draw the line somewhere.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
So anyways, maybe I should still release it as like a gag. But
April Fools.
Yeah. But what was I going to say?
I don't know. I'm barely listening.
Yeah, like me at the beginning?
Hmm?
So, we talked about how... Well, yeah, hypotheticals. I talked about how when SmackDown moved, I said, I think this is going to lead to SmackDown going away and NXT becoming that brand.
Yes.
This, storyline-wise, plays into that idea in a way that I hadn't thought of.
Yes.
And happening a little quicker than I thought of. But
mm-hmm.
to me, all of a sudden, I'm like, well...
Shane gets Raw, Hunter gets to be the babyface owner of NXT.
I kind of think so.
Yeah.
Like, that's very possible to me.
And, I mean, plus you got, you know, they're talking about Shit Sticky Nakamura, you know, being in the, getting an NXT contract, essentially. Not a WWE contract, an NXT contract. And that guy making big money.
Yeah, like a lot of like money.
A lot of yen.
Yeah. Like, a lot.
A lot.
Of yen.
So, I mean, that's interesting, and for a few things, is that it, you know, changes the structure, but it also, the pay structure a little bit, but it also, you know, opens it up. I mean, you already have Austin Aries there and Samoa Joe, and so it really will make it a more appealing.
Appealing. It's a true alternative and almost equal. And if you do this, it's a way to make it equal, so to speak.
Yes.
Like it's a very interesting thing that I already thought it was going to happen. And now I'm like, well, this is an excellent way to do it. And I'm not 100% convinced it isn't. The thing about Shane is, there's an article on What Cult, or BuzzFeed, I think it was, probably about 2 years ago, almost not quite 2 years ago, where he talks about, they talk about his career and what he was doing now.
Yes.
With this
BuzzFeed, or was it on that, what the hell is that thing called? Anyway, it doesn't matter.
What Culture? It wasn't What Culture.
No, it was something else. Anyway.
I think it was BuzzFeed.
Sure.
Either way. It's a couple years ago.
Sure.
And he talks about, you know, talk about what he's doing in China. And they asked him if he would ever come back and take over the company.
Porn.
And immediately he responded with, it's in my blood. But, and then he hesitates in the interview and he goes, but I have to see if it would actually be good for the company and improve it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always been there. And again, like going back to what I was saying about my blog was, I was saying... He's going to come back eventually. If it's not for him, it's so that his children have a chance to run the company someday. It's that his children have the chance to have a part in and be part of growing up around and understanding the business and someday working high level in the business or maybe even running it. Their legacy is that company still to him.
Yeah.
The next power struggle may be way more interesting than this one ever was. When it comes to be Hunter and
Aurora and Rose versus fucking Rowan or something. Shano's kid, yeah.
Yeah, like though that may be the more interesting thing, the next generation down.
Yeah.
When Stephanie and Triple H and Shane are
dead.
Moving on.
Yeah.
Right? And that power struggle. Especially
of course.
If Shane doesn't come back now, there'll be almost no chance. So that's he has that motivation. I know he wants his kids to have a shot at this great company that's he thought was going to be part of his legacy. At least he's going to want to be part of theirs.
Yeah.
So I don't see him going away.
No, I see him
working back into somehow.
Yeah.
And Shane was like Shane's the guy who brokered the deal with Mike Tyson and with Floyd Mayweather. And like he's the guy who thinks big outside the box things. He doesn't think well for day-to-day booking, character building. He's also the guy who came up with the term superstars. He's still very WWE. He's not going to fix your company. Fans,
but
he's not going to be what the fans are hoping is.
No, exactly.
Fix this shit.
Yes.
He's not going to be that guy. But as a promoter, I believe he has a better chance to be a promoter because he does come up with those big WrestleMania type outside the box. Gets mainstream attention, things. That's where his skill lies.
I look at, you're talking about he's not going to be the savior of the company.
Yeah.
He's not going to do any worse.
Fuck no.
The thing is that, keep away. I mean, and that's the thing. You don't need to have him in with his hands in that. I mean, to be quite honest, your perfect scenario is probably, Shane doing the promoter thing and Hunter overseeing the booking.
That's true. And you know what? The thing is, it's so funny that Triple H is getting the chance to do what Shane wanted to do. Triple H is getting the chance to prove he can run a company on a smaller level.
Well, Shane's the one that had the idea of the territory development system.
Yes, again. That's it. It's outside the box thinking. And he wanted ECW, and he was going to promote. And he was going to keep Paul Heyman as head of creative.
Yes.
And that probably would have worked.
Yeah.
But it was the same thing. He wanted to prove he could do that. Hunter is proving he can do this. He got the chance that Shane didn't even get.
The plan, exactly, was for Shane to have WCW. Shane was going to run the day-to-day.
That was probably more of a on-screen role.
No. When they were going to go, no, what ended up being, but when the slot that ended up becoming Velocity and Confidential on Saturday nights was supposed to be the WCW slot. When they first purchased it, it was, okay, we're going to keep the two things separate. Essentially, WCW was going to be NXT only with this time slot, and Shane was supposed to be the head of it.
There was also the idea of it being Monday Night Raw at one point, but whether or not Shane would actually get that company or that was just storyline.
Get the company, but
I think that was being blown out.
Well, no, it didn't last long. It's been blown out of proportion because they say that was always the plan, but the whole plan on WCW from Monday was different than it was on Friday.
Like I said, he wanted ECW. It changed
every goddamn day.
He wanted to take ECW and make it a online-only internet brand.
Yes.
So they wouldn't have to deal with the censorship and all this stuff. And Vince said no because we don't want to be associated with that type of wrestling.
No.
Like,
can you imagine if there was blood?
Yeah. it's a very... you could see the guy's frustration. Everything he wanted to ever try and do, he couldn't do.
Yes.
And now you see Hunter getting a chance to do the same thing. Hunter's way he's running NXT was all that Shane wanted the chance to do.
Yes.
And Hunter needed that chance too. And it's too bad we don't see both of them doing it. Because that would be even more interesting.
Yes.
But yeah, I don't see him going away.
No. And, no, I can't see him going away either. And as I said, it's interesting to talk about. And as I said, this WrestleMania, while I'm not excited for WrestleMania, this storyline's kind of come out of left field. It's not like something that was long-term planned. So it's like, okay, I'll see where they go with it.
For once, at least when that match is happening, I'm going to be watching going, I don't fucking know where they're going with this. So at least I'm interested to see where they're going to go.
Yes.
It's not the match that I'm interested in. It's just their booking that has me confused, but at least that's something. Usually, it's not like Hunter and Roman Reigns where I know Roman Reigns is winning in the end. That's the plan.
Roman Reigns is winning, and yeah.
Yeah, like, and there's no...
He's going to get cheered.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, there's no drama or curiosity here.
Yeah. Brock's beating Dean, you know. It's whatever.
And, exactly. I'm going to ask you another hypothetical.
Okay.
So Roman Reigns he's hated.
True.
And that's it's not... People don't hate him. They hate his push. That's a different thing.
Yes.
But they hate his push a lot.
Yes.
And I think deservedly so.
Like a pregnant woman.
And if the Shield, remember when the Shield turned babyface and split up? I came on, and I think you did too, and especially me though, I know, just bitching going, no, they should have been babyfaces for 2 more years, 3 more years before they split up. Babyfaces.
Yeah.
And you still could have had them in single stuff and storylines and but just always keep them as a unit, so that when it really happens, it's much bigger.
Yeah.
If they did that, and do you think, if they had kept the Shield together until, say, a week ago, and then they broke up, don't you think that Roman Reigns would probably be going into WrestleMania much more over as a babyface?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because the whole point is... The whole backlash on Roman is that they've anointed Roman as the new John Cena. And people don't want to see that. And the other piece of it, I mean, if they kept it going...
What would have happened if they kept the Shield together until right now still? Oh, somebody actually wants to talk to me.
No.
No, I know. I'll just turn that down. It doesn't sound very professional to leave it on.
Down where?
Down there.
But here's the thing.
There's a guy.
Okay. You had the babyface Shield that was going against Evolution.
Yes.
Right? Yes, you could keep that going for a little bit. Then you had, but you really couldn't because, you know, Batista was gone.
Yeah.
But either way, okay, so slap another motherfucker.
But they had only been babyfaces for like 4 months.
Oh, yeah. But then you needed to go into Babyface Shield against the Wyatts.
Yes.
That's
which you had already sort of had the tease.
This was awesome, and you hadn't told it. So that could have been your thing leading up to last year's WrestleMania.
Yes.
You know. And then, but then, what's next? And that's where
if you have until leading until WrestleMania, you have enough time to build what's next. And it doesn't have to be that they're always 3-on-3 in game warfare. They can have singles matches. Like, DX, there's a point where Road Dogg is IC champion.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Gunn is hardcore
champion.
X-Pac's European champion. But at no point in time are you not thinking that they're still a team.
Yes,
like you don't have to do this. You can just
You could have done that for the last year.
And then there's times when they still team up and times when they still go after belts.
Here's what I would have done with it. After the Evolution, I would have made them go off on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, after Evolution, have them go still buddies or whatever, but yeah, in this gang warfare.
Like then, Reigns and Ambrose were just buddies for a while.
The problem
before they became brothers.
The problem with this is that you have a lot of things that the WWF suck at.
Yeah.
And so...
Like booking?
They never could have done this. But if I'm booking and I'm supposed to be doing this, then yeah, then, okay, they do the Evolution thing. It culminates, let's call it at the Summer Fest.
The Summer fucking Fest.
And then they go off on their own. And at the WrestleMania that we just had a year ago, they all have individual matches.
The greatest WrestleMania of all time.
Yes, the greatest WrestleMania of all time.
Because we were there.
You're welcome. And you build them into singles feuds for that, leading up to that WrestleMania. Then you come out of that WrestleMania, and maybe keep some few singles feuds, but then it culminates where after WrestleMania, maybe the Raw after WrestleMania, it's these guys coming in, and then all of a sudden the lights go out, and that's when you pull the trigger on the Wyatts.
Yeah.
And you go through the Wyatts until now.
Yeah.
And or until, let's say, Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Then.
The Bullet Club. The Balor Club, then, next.
No.
Oh, okay.
Then you can do the turn.
Yeah.
And because you have to, I think you do together, apart, together, feud together, and...
But a long-term babyface where he's not, where he is just part of the group.
Yes.
And likable, and it's an over group.
Yeah.
Means that when he actually splits up, that it's like, if he's the first to get the shot, people would be behind it because he's the first to get the shot and we like them all.
Yeah.
And they just...
They don't know how to do it.
They don't fucking get a fucking thing.
Fuck.
Yeah.
But they didn't, and so you have a and again, so WrestleMania is a little more interesting to me than it did the last show, than it did the last show that we did.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still not looking forward to it.
I know.
You know what I'm looking
I'm especially when I see something like this is really scaring the shit out of me based on SmackDown. I think that it's going to be Kevin Owens versus Big Show for the IC.
I know.
And I actually think that's going to be the WrestleMania program now. And it's like, of all the
King's horses,
Kevin Owens is capable of having a 4.5-star plus match if he's in there against a guy who knows how to work like him. And against the Big Show, the 2.25 is probably like the ceiling. You know? Yeah. And it's like, what a fucking... if that's where they go, it's like just the greatest proof to me of their inability to see how to use their talent.
Well, and now you've
got... And Ryback versus Kane? Are you fucking kidding me? Heel Ryback versus Babyface Kane? Which it looks like... I don't know if Y2 AJ is going to get the tag title shot. SmackDown seemed that way, though the word is... At least at one point, they were going to go with League of Nations versus a babyface New Day.
Well, but I also think that honestly, I think that they're going to go with a multi-pole. You know, like it wouldn't surprise me that you have the League of Nations, you have Y2AJ, and you have
maybe
the New Day. And then maybe another fucking team, I don't know. But then
yeah.
It also looks like you've got the Usos and the Dudleys.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know, I guess a pre-show match maybe? I don't know.
It's really starting to... I don't know.
It's really starting to look like WrestleMania 11.
It really fucking is.
You know, where you had like... Owen Hart's going to pick Yokozuna to fight the tag champs. For some reason, Bob Backlund's fighting Bret Hart after they haven't had anything to do with each other for like 6 months.
Yeah.
You've got fucking an Intercontinental title program that made a bit of sense, but the ending was convoluted. You had a thrown together tag match with the Allied Powers and the Eli and Jacob Blue.
Yes.
You know? And it just, yeah. Like, that's exactly what it seems like to me, is WrestleMania 11.
Yeah, that's a good, yeah. Because they even had that outside influence to draw it in LT.
Taylor, yeah.
Yeah. It's a pretty kind of, it's a very strange dynamic going on right now.
It's this mania is just weird. And we don't have any thing for the Wyatts.
No, I don't see anything for them.
Like, it's... I'm trying to... Like, the Kalisto is still your United States champion. So, would you do, like, a ladder match with that?
I don't...
And then, I guess, is it Del Rio in the ladder match? So, the League of Nations is Rusev and Sheamus? I guess? Like, it's just...
I don't know. Barrett Russell now, finally, so.
Yeah, but if he's leaving.
Yeah. But, I mean, Sheamus is technically still your number one or two heel.
Yeah.
Like.
So, I don't know.
And all your top matches are, it's a, your top match is two guys that are, one's the ultimate part-timer against a guy who's having one match, his first in 6 years or more.
Yeah.
Your other one is a part-timer versus one of your regular baby faces, but it's two baby faces. That other match I mentioned is two baby faces. And then you have the one heel against the one baby face everybody hates, against the one heel that wrestles once or twice a year.
Yes.
Like...
Yeah, there's no... There's, yeah.
AJ Styles is really, really lucky, actually, that Chris Jericho took it. Like, Chris Jericho... We know he takes a lot of interest in his own programs and in the creative process and has the right and the tenure and everything like that to do that.
Yeah.
And he's not always right in what he wants to do, but his intentions are always right.
Yes.
Like, he wants to put over Fandango. He wants to elevate the IC belts with him and Big Show.
Yeah.
Or not the IC belts, sorry, the tag belts. He believes that's what's good for the business.
He wants to get over Bray Wyatt.
He wants to, like, he believes that's what's good for the business. The tag team title belts mean nothing. I'm going to work to get them over. I'm going to work to get this guy over. He's working to get AJ Styles over.
Yes.
As soon as he leaves AJ Styles and AJ Styles is in the hands of these other fucking morons.
Yes.
I fear for him. I don't think they'll bury him, like I say, because he's being paid well and
he's making so much money. But
because they don't know what they're doing. Right now, the crowd likes him because his storylines have all actually worked logically because being Chris fucking Jericho.
Well, no, he's over because...
Well, he was over already.
He showed up, he was over, and he's over because he's a great wrestler, and he got to have wrestling matches.
Chris Jericho. And they're about, I want to beat you because the wins and losses matter.
That's
and,
why
and
he's
I
over. Wanna,
and now, you know what, I respect you, you won my respect, I like you, and... But it's Chris Jericho.
It's classic. He's watching UWF.
Yeah.
And, you know, and he's watching Magnum TA.
It still works.
He's watching Magnum TA and Mr. Wrestling 2. And it's exactly what it is.
It is.
And it's fantastic. And it will work, but then it's up to them.
At some point, AJ Styles has to move on from Chris Jericho, both creatively and behind the scenes working with him creatively. What I mean? Both on screen and off screen. And he's going to be in the hands of these people who don't know how to get anybody the fuck over.
No. So.
Yeah. All right.
Fuck. The Godfather is going into the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
And the APA...
Is he the worst actual wrestler in the ring to be in the Hall of Fame?
If you had told me in 1992...
Yeah.
If the man they call B had told me in 1992 that when we're watching somebody's...
Because I didn't know you until 94.
That's right.
And then I didn't know you again for like 6 years. Those were good years.
Good years.
The best years.
Like Shane O'Mac second.
Yeah.
But if you told me in 1992... When the man they call B and I are watching TV and the lights go out and there's a jobber's wrestler's feet on fire.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at you and I said, you know the guy that did that? He's going to go to the Hall of Fame.
And the funny thing is, he got a push, as a lot of other characters, and he's remembered for the character where he got no push.
Yeah, I guess. Not really a push, no.
He never got a push. Not like the other guys.
No, not like Papa Shango was in a main thing.
Main event. He was a push as a main eventer as Papa Shango. He was a main eventer.
Late to the dance at WrestleMania 8.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beat The Undertaker in the King of the Ring.
Yeah. Clean. No, and as Kama, he beat him clean.
The APA is inducting him.
Yeah.
Which tells me that...
It'll be great.
Well, it tells me that probably what that means is that Bradshaw's not going in there.
No, Bradshaw's not going in. No. Bradshaw's going to have to... Bradshaw, though, luckily, they'll give him some lines to read.
Oh, good.
Because, you know, he doesn't know him very well.
No.
So he'll need that.
You will. He's going to need a script.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he did with Ron.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, I mean, I think JBL bowing out, I think it still opens the way for Brutus Beefcake.
Yeah. I think Daniel Bryan should go in next year, so.
Yeah, I think Daniel Bryan
next year, unless it's Undertaker next year, and then the following year. I don't think there's any rush on Daniel Bryan.
No, but it gives you another guy.
Exactly. So you'll have your headliner.
Yeah. Your showstopper.
And I, like I said, I don't think Undertaker's last match is against Shane O'Mac.
God, so I
think,
hope not.
So I think this whole thing that it's Dallas and blah, 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 I don't think that's... No. I think
the intention was there.
Maybe.
That's why he was wrestling more. Because he came back and he did the Survivor Series.
Yeah.
He did the Hell in the Cell.
One last run.
The thing he got to run. And so I think that was the intention. Again, when it was going to be Cena.
When it was going to be Cena. But also I think he's feeling like he's feeling pretty good. He's feeling pretty good nowadays. I think he's doing my DDP yoga.
Yes.
And he's feeling pretty fucking good.
DDP. He didn't want to do DDP yoga, but DDP just kept showing up at his house and showing up everywhere he was.
Yeah.
Basically, he was stalking.
Yeah, basically. All right.
WrestleMania, we should say, not looking forward to.
No, but...
No.
We'll see where they go from here.
But yeah, not looking forward. What I am looking forward to
is
the Global Cruiserweight Tournament.
I am too. That's on NXT. It's largely going to be outside talent.
It's not even going to be in NXT. It's going to be on the network.
True.
Separate from NXT.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, it's a separate show.
It's the New Japan Best of the Super Juniors.
It's the Battle of the Indies.
King of the Indies.
King of the Indies.
A Battle of Los Angeles. It's that idea, that tournament.
The King of the Ring.
It's going to take on over
a long
time.
It's the wrestling classic.
They're going to bring in wrestlers. It's very interesting because, like, we know they have the good relationship with Evolve.
Yes.
For instance. And, there's some people under contract that you would have thought, there's no chance. But now, all of a sudden, I'm like, I don't know. Like, we heard they had a meeting with Lucha Underground, for instance.
Yes.
And it's like, okay, now that makes sense. Because at first I was like, why would they...
Yeah, what the fuck's the point of that?
But if it's to bring in Prince Puma or Phoenix to be part of this...
Drago.
Then it makes sense because it actually benefits both parties.
Yes.
I don't know if a Will Ospreay is available. But Zack Sabre Jr. is.
Yes, and Thatcher.
Yeah, Timothy Thatcher.
What
Tommy End.
I don't know who the Will Ospreay is, but I think Marty Scurll.
I think Marty Scurll is, because I think he's WWX. I don't think he has signed with, Ospreay signed with New Japan, isn't he? Ospreay did. Yeah.
But Scurll, I don't think did.
Yeah. But, I mean, the point being that I'm not so sure. We also know that at one point they did meet with and talk. Remember NXT? At NXT, there was actually some New Japan people.
Well, Jushin Thunder Liger.
Yeah, but not just him.
Kato
was there.
Yes.
And I'm not so sure they can't get people that are in New Japan to participate.
Well, Kota Ibushi is apparently really...
But he's not. But his contract is...
He's a free agent. But he seems like he's going to be
in it. He's going to be in it. But that's what's really intriguing to me. Remember when we interviewed Scott DeMore?
Mm-hmm.
Our first real, Skype-type interview we've ever done, probably only one we ever will do. The people liked it. They say, there's enough interviews out there. Give us your show.
Yeah.
Right? So...
More Addy.
Less Mo?
Wow. I wasn't going to tell you till later.
But... He talked about how Jeff Jarrett's vision and Jeff Jarrett's global force is dead.
Yes. Oh, no, it's in Australia.
It didn't work.
They have a TV? Don't they get a TV deal in Australia?
Do they?
Or New Zealand, one of the two. Yeah.
Yeah, that's enough to keep you going.
Oh, yeah. Huge.
Yeah, huge. They didn't really get the TV rights and everything. It never took off. But that's okay. So, anyways, but Scott DeMoren, and he said this about Jeff Jarrett, and he agreed with us, there's no reason for the companies to hate each other and to compete with each other anymore.
Mm-hmm.
why can't we work together like they used to in the old days?
Try but, to love one another?
Yeah, and right now. That seems to be happening, but it's not Global Force doing it.
That was Jeff Jarrett's vision.
Yeah.
But we all know that Jeff Jarrett's vision has been skewed because of those yellow sunglasses.
That's true.
So, I think that... By the way, isn't he a member of the Bullet Club?
I don't think he's made an appearance there or done anything with the Bullet Club in probably 9 months.
Yeah. Oh, really? That's been that recent?
Yeah. Probably about 9 months.
Wow.
Because he was at the New Japan show the following year. On the pay-per-view. And that was just over a year ago.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'd say about 9 months.
Okay. But I mean, I look at... they have people that they haven't really
dated. By the way, the Kenny Omega match versus Tanahashi, holy fuck, was that great.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Well, so what you're saying is they could get Kenny Omega.
He's not a cruiserweight anymore, but they should. Holy fuck. No, that's okay. It's not like he was in Ohio Valley wrestling for them and developmental for a long time or anything.
I don't think so.
Yeah, he was. Anyways.
But, they have La Sombra, right?
Whatever they're calling La Sombra. Yeah, right? I can't remember the name.
I forget the name.
Yeah.
But he can come in and... Because originally that was a thought process, too. That might be a vehicle to get him over.
Yeah.
With it. But they're talking about all over the world. And the William Regal has made some... gone out and made some suggestions and done some scouting. And really, it's essentially what it's going to end up being... is a tryout tournament.
Yeah.
And so
largely.
So you're going to have a 32-man, tryout tournament, and, like...
But the fact that you're, like, every year there's a top prospects tournament in ROH, it's usually a highlight of television during the first couple months of the season.
Yeah.
But their guys that they have on this tournament are fucking big. Like, they're not cruiserweights. Like, they have, like... big guys.
Well, Hanson and Rowe were in the tournament.
Yeah, that was a couple years ago, and Donovan got Dijak. I think he won last year.
Remember,
and
he's Congo? Like 6'8".
I do.
Okay, so awesome.
Even this year, it's big guys. So, I mean, the idea that they're doing this, and it's a tryout, but it's a tryout for cruiserweights. I mean, what happens if you bring in 10 new cruiserweights? There's got to be a purpose for it.
Yes.
Right?
Well, if they do, and I mean, again, and you've got... some guys already there that could probably fall in that cruiserweight. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me that Johnny Gargano, would be in it.
Yeah.
Some...
Ciampa. Gargano.
Yeah, Ciampa Gargano has said whatever they're calling this guy, the La Sombra.
And will they put in, like, one or two guys on the WWE roster? Will they put in a Finn Balor or an Adrian Neville? I think it's possible.
Possible.
We'll see. It won't be too many, though.
It won't be too many.
It'll be just maybe just to kind of...
You have Austin Aries.
Austin Aries, right? Yeah.
He's
for sure. He'd be great in there.
And I mean, think of some of these guys that I don't know who, if there's any old TNA cruiserweights that are still out there. But, I mean, again, you've got...
Dee Dee Williams.
There you go.
Maple Leaf Muscle.
Maple Leaf Muscle. Fuck. So it's an interesting tournament to me who they can. I think the interesting part is both, I think the matches.
We should see a lot of great wrestling, but also finding out who's going to be in it.
Is going to be, yeah.
When is that happening?
July.
Yeah, well, that's so long to wait. Goddamn.
I know, goddamn, son.
Yeah.
6 months, away, right? 5-6 months. But, I mean, I think we'll start to be hearing names that are going to be in it in, like, May.
Yeah, probably.
So... to me, that's going to be interesting as to who they can get. And like you said, like, why the fuck were they meeting with Lucha? Oh, that's why they're meeting with Lucha Underground.
Yeah.
Okay, they want...
We'll be interested.
They want Chavo back. That's what it is.
That's what it is.
That's what it is. Because,
It wouldn't be Angelico. No.
Catering is...
Wouldn't want Jack Evans. No.
Catering just isn't the same without the Whopper.
That's right.
So...
That's right.
No, but Jack Evans would be a great... I would love to see Jack Evans in the thing and Angelico, Phoenix,
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Great. Like you said, Drago. It's a lot of guys. Yeah. And so speaking of the one company we probably won't see anybody from, and this is too bad, is ROH, though it's understandable. Because ROH has blown past at this point. Blown past TNA as the number two.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you had said 10 years ago that both would still be in business, but ROH would be much bigger.
Yeah.
And wouldn't even be that significantly big.
Yeah.
But Spike TV lockdown a couple nights ago, like 210,000 viewers.
No, Pop TV.
Or Spike TV, I said.
You said Spike, but it's Pop TV.
Sorry, TNA Impact on Pop TV.
Yes.
210,000, I think it was the
viewership. So I think you
owe... The lowest in history.
I think you owe the owner of Pop TV an apology.
The president of Pop TV?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I said he was an idiot.
Yes.
When he said they were going to get 1.3 million.
Right away.
Yeah. They're adding 1.3 million viewers, and I said... you're adding maybe 400,000 if you're lucky.
Yeah.
And now it's down to 210.
And even probably, now.
And it's going to drop to like 150, trust me. Like it's going to, like,
this. Yeah, that was a gimmick show.
Yeah, this isn't even the floor yet. So, I remember, I think I gave him an award as the dumbest dumbass of the year or something like that.
Yeah, dumb fuck of the year.
I think he's in the running. One year again. Based on the strength of what he said last year.
Yes, that's true.
That it could carry over.
Yeah. You
fucking idiots. And again, give up the ghost, Dixie. You're never going to catch it. Like, give it up.
He could be the two-time dumb fuck of the year award winner. But I still think that, that's the thing. And then when you drop a whole 100,000 viewers, it's like, you know, your plug is just going to get pulled again.
Yeah.
And, you know, and have you seen their latest ROH? With the new lighting grid,
new
and
lighting
the screens
grid.
And everything.
Oh, look great.
Fantastic, right? Like, that alone, they've blown past.
They looked like no longer look like an indie company.
No.
I wouldn't say, they didn't look like WWE yet, but they looked like
WCW at the end.
Yeah, WCW at the end, or NXT, or even TNA.
At the beginning.
TNA kind of, maybe not when Hogan was there, that was probably still slightly higher.
Yeah.
But not really much.
Yeah.
Like, they look competitive now.
Yes.
Now, except the only thing that doesn't is that they're still in these small buildings, and you can see that it's, you know, only a few rows deep or whatever.
Right.
But other than that...
So it's like NXT, essentially, right?
I mean,
NXT got the boost going into that larger arena as well. Full sale, still in Orlando, but had that larger... And they filled it, so...
For sure. You
know, good on them.
For sure.
That's the whole thing, is it's all interesting except for WWE.
Yeah.
You know? The Shane Undertaker thing, it's like, well, what the fuck
is that? And ROH Final Battle this weekend.
It is.
I'm really looking forward to it. It's the 14th anniversary show, so it's not Final Battle, my mistake. It's the 14th anniversary show.
It's the 14th anniversary of their Final Battle.
No, Final Battle is a different show.
It's a different show completely.
Yeah. This is called 14th Anniversary Winner Takes All, because it takes place traditionally from Las Vegas.
Now, does Winner Take All of a Final Battle?
No, fuck. No, Final Battle is their final battle. This year's Final Battle will be the 14th Final Battle, I believe. That'll be like...
Okay, so there will be 14 Final Battles.
But not this one. This is called 14th Anniversary Winner Takes All.
Okay, and it's got honor.
It's got your boy.
Winner takes all of the honor.
It's got your boy.
D. Brad?
Ishii.
Ah, yes.
Defending now.
In a three-way.
The TV title against Roderick Strong and Bobby Fish in a three-way.
The new ROH television champion.
Your favorite wrestler.
Ishii.
He's awesome.
Yes,
it's going to be great. And he'll probably do something insanely stupid that you would think, that's going to cause you to be in a hospital someday.
It's interesting, though, him being in a three-way.
Yeah. New Japan doesn't do three-ways.
No.
So that is very interesting. But he's in there with guys who know how to do it. Language barrier. And Michael Elgin and Tanahashi, the top star there, against the Briscoes, will be fucking great. And Adam Cole, baby. Against Jay Lethal versus and against
Kyle O'Reilly.
Kyle O'Reilly, thank you. For the world championship there.
Yes, Adam Page against Blowjob Whitmer.
Yeah, BJ Whitmer and Hitman Page. That'll be cool, actually. War Machine versus All Night Express in a Falls. I think it's Falls County War. Or is it no? No, it's No Holds Barred.
No Holds Barred.
Great card. So support ROH because these are the guys that you're going to see main eventing in WWE in a few years if history is means anything, and they're just as good now. And it's important to support these guys so you can see them someday on the big stage. So,
yeah, I don't think that any of them, unfortunately, will be in that Cruiserweight tournament because...
I think that's the shame, yeah.
The only reason that they might be is because then they might... What they should do is they should sign a bunch of them up into this Cruiserweight tournament.
Yeah.
Get them signed to some deals that have, like, exclusive action figure rights. And then whether you sign them or not.
That's another example of Vince being fucking insane. Yes. How much money did that end up costing them in the sales of any of Kevin Owens' merchandise?
Oh, yeah.
The fact that there was a... Like, nothing. It's just in his mind. He's lost his mind.
Oh, yeah.
The guy's lost his mind. Nothing matters, but he's lost his mind.
Kevin Steen.
Yeah. And once again, you know, it would be great if... Like, if ACH or Cedric Alexander, one of those guys, was in there,
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah. I wonder if Evan Bourne will be back.
Matt Sydal would be... He's so fucking good.
Yeah.
Yeah. All
right. That's interesting. So
let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah, let's get out of here. We talked UT about it. So I think we're at We Talk Wrestling on the Twitter machine. We're facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling.
Yeah.
WeTalkWrestling.com, of course, is a wonderful, wonderful website.
Probably the best website in the world.
I think so. The most,
It's got all those blogs we do?
Yes, all those blogs.
I mean, a lot of them are written in just for some reason never got published. But
they're there.
So they're there. Not for you to read.
They're Easter eggs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. If you can find them.
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe it's the greatest professional website in the world today.
I believe so.
Wrestling.com. Yeah. We're on that iTunes.
Yeah. Stitcher.
We're on that Stitcher. And we're also on that TuneIn radio app.
Lots of ways to subscribe.
So, yes. So, that's going to do it.
Have some laughs every week
with us. Subscribe!
Except for those weeks where we're not here.
Yeah.
Listen to us talk, watch the Vinnie Roo in 2000 and make fun of him. It's going to be long, but it's going to be great.
We're going to watch that, yeah. That's
this Saturday.
That's what I told the producer.
Oh.
It's going to be long, but it's going to be great.
What were you talking about?
My penis. So, that's gonna do it for till what are we gonna watch this Saturday? I guess we're gonna watch this, so we'll probably put up Sunday. But in the meantime, and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
Off air now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, I appreciate, sorry about that at the beginning when I was talking about my penis and the pain I was in and the shape was in. I appreciate that you're gonna edit that part out at the beginning.
You have my word.